Report: Family sues to regain custody of autistic son from transgenderism activists. By Amy Furr on July 29, 2024. A family from Maryland who lost custody of their special needs son after refusing to let him undergo an apparent sex change is reportedly suing Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C. The young man's parents, who are Army veterans, said the 16-year-old never wanted to be a girl until he was hospitalized in 2021 for hurting himself because he had just broken up with his girlfriend and was deeply upset about it, the Daily Mail reported on Friday. Hospital staffers reportedly claimed the teen wanted to be a girl, but his parents refused to comply with the suggestion that they call him by female pronouns. The young man's parents said their son was impressionable because he is autistic. Images show the family and a person who is reportedly the hospital's chaplain, Lavender Kelly. The Mail article continued. They have accused the hospital of starting a full-on campaign to transgender this child and accused staff of mental reprogramming, saying their son had been forced to write letters to friends disavowing his previous male identity. According to the lawsuit, the hospital used its emergency policies to keep the boy in its units and reported the parents to Child Protection Services. The young man, who is now 19, is currently in foster care, per the report. According to the Mail article, the father said his family was forced to sell their business and home to pay the legal fees regarding the case. The young man's family is seeking $100 million in damages. D.C. Republican Party committee member Carl Von Batten is supporting the family's legal battle because his son is also autistic, and Von Batten does not want the same thing to happen to his child or anyone else with autism, the Mail report said. The Mail also said the young man is reportedly living with the hospital's non-gendered chaplain, identified as Kelly, who has voiced support for transitioning children without first receiving parental consent. Related, Gavin Newsom laughs at parents' concerns about transgender notification policy. The suit adds that, since being removed from the care of his parents, the youngster has appeared in provocative and sexually suggestive poses on Instagram, the article continued. Another case in Switzerland involves a couple whose daughter is under state control due to a similar issue, the Free Speech Union reported July 21. Closer to the UK, in Switzerland, where conversion therapy is banned in some cantons, it recently emerged that a Swiss couple are taking legal action to regain custody of their daughter, who has been a ward of the state for over a year following a disputed diagnosis of gender dysphoria that led to their withholding of consent for gender transition treatment involving puberty blockers. Having been separated from their daughter since April last year thanks to their refusal to show fealty to gender identity ideology, the couple is now being supported by the Christian legal advocacy group, Alliance Defending Freedom, as they attempt to bring their daughter home. It is important to note that Sam Brinton, the openly genderfluid former Department of Energy official under President Joe Biden's D. administration, headed up a lobbying campaign to stop conversion therapy, which is basically denying parents the legal right to refuse their child puberty blockers and other such practices. Breitbart News recently reported that Brinton will reportedly receive mental health treatment to resolve theft charges from stealing a woman's luggage. Meanwhile, a coalition of states urged the United States Supreme Court in January to recognize parental rights concerning gender transition policies that could affect their children, Breitbart News reported.